All my life you have been faithful.
All my life you have been strong.
How many have that testimony? Sing to him.
Every breath that I am made.
Oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Sing that song from your spirit.
All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am made.
Oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. I will sing. Oh God,
of the goodness of God.
Every day of my life I will sing, oh God,
of the goodness of God.
Thank you for all those testimonies, oh God, of the goodness of God. I will sing, oh God,
of the goodness of God.
I will sing. Oh God.
Of the goodness of God.
Let me hear your voices. All my life. Who has that testimony? Sing with me.
With every breath.
Sing of the goodness. You have been good to me. I will sing of the goodness. You were so good. They call you God. The goodness. You were so good to me, oh Lord Jesus. I will sing. It doesn't matter if I don't have a voice.
I will sing. Of the goodness of God.
So beautiful.
So beautiful.
So
beautiful. Jesus, you're beautiful.
Heavenly,
heavenly,
Lord, you are,
Lord, you are
beautiful. And let me, Jesus,
you're beautiful.
Let's sing it from the beginning.
Jesus, bright as the morning.
Jesus, how can I tell you?
How
beautiful you are to me. Jesus, sing that song. Song that the angels sing.
Song that
the angels sing. Jesus, dearer to my heart than anything.
Than anything.
Sweeter than springtime.
Than
song ever my song will be.
My song will be.
Oh, oh, oh,
beautiful.
So beautiful. So beautiful. So
there's no one like you, Jesus. You're beautiful to me.
So beautiful.
You're so beautiful.
So beautiful.
You are, darling Jesus.
Jesus, you're beautiful to me.
You are,
Jesus, you're beautiful to me.
If you're beautiful to you, come on, clap your hands for Jesus. Go ahead and lift your hands towards heaven for all those testimonies. How did God know there was a lawsuit? So their fastings were not in vain. Their seed sowing was not in vain. Come on, go ahead and give him praise. Oh, come on, lift up your hands to the God that never fails. We thank you, Lord. We give you the praise in Jesus' precious name. Father, we thank you because, Lord, you've been so beautiful. You've been so wonderful. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Thank you for the healings. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. May it please you that the meditations of our hearts and the words of our mouth will be pleasing unto you. Who is it that speaks and comes to pass when the Lord has not commanded? Thank you for honoring the word of your servant. May it please you that within the confines of time that we have in this service, you will catapult us to where we belong. Your will be done in our lives. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. Clap your hands, all you people. Come on, let's celebrate the Kujie people. Come on. Do you see them? Amen. Woo. Did you see that? I've not been there. Woo. Oh, glory to Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for them. Thank you for the children of the Children's Church. Thank you for their fathers and their mothers. Thank you for those who are trusting you for marriage, that you perfect all that concerns them. They will not remain the same. We open that place in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. Let's celebrate Jesus if you believe it. Woo. Amen. Amen. I'll visit the place appropriately. Amen. 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 Let me get started by looking at your neighbor from head to toe. Tell them you look great today. This is the cause that you've heard about. Hallelujah. Please be seated. God bless you. Love you right back. God bless you. God bless you. Let's start from Proverbs 8, chapter 8, verse 12. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 12, because of time. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 12. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence, and find out knowledge and discretion. I'm going to read to verse 30, if I have time, or 31. But I, wisdom, verse 12, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge and discretion. What does that tell us? I want to see if you are thinking like me. Wisdom is a person. Wisdom is a person. In 1 Corinthians 1, I want to read from 24 to 30 because of time. But those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God, in other words, Christ has become for them the power, both the power of God and the wisdom of God. The two of them go together. But a personality to them has become both the power of God and the wisdom of God. Many of us pray for the power of God, but we don't pray for the wisdom of God. I know I've been part of new Christian reality people, and we say, no, you are born again. You already have Jesus. You have wisdom already. Why is it not apparent in your life? You don't pray for 23 years like me and be talking like that. You want a solution for people. Is it true? Yes, it's true legally, but vitally, it's not true. But to those who are called, both Greeks and Jews, the ones that are born again Christians among them, Christ has become both the power of God and the wisdom. Can you see that the two of them go together? In verse 25, I'm going to 30 because of time. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men. So the wisdom I'm talking about is not a sensual one. It's not a demonic one. It's not a normal one. It's not head knowledge. It's not being smart. It's not cunning craftiness. It's not the wisdom that I exist here. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men. I made this statement more than five times. I need to explain with the sermon today. And the weakness of God is stronger than men. So prayer is part of the wisdom of God. Fasting. How do you want something and be fasting? How do you give? How do you sow towards something? It's the wisdom of God. Okay? It's foolishness to those who are perishing. So you don't go to those who are perishing and ask them, I want to sow towards this. It's foolishness to them. For you see your calling, brethren, that not many wise according to the flesh. So there are wise according to the flesh or wise of this world. They are not called. Not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God, he didn't just dabble into it. He has chosen the foolish things of this world. Some say, you're just foolish. How can you be going to? God has chosen the foolishness. You just confirmed that I'm called. God has chosen the foolish things of this world to put to shame the wise. So if you're a professor in this place, you're a medical doctor, it's okay to be a professor. It's okay to be a medical doctor. But let the epignosis of God be above your noses. And God has chosen the weak things of this world to put to shame the things that are mine. I don't know why God called me. Hey, why? I just feel weak every day. I'm not equal to the task. God deliberately chose you. So that when, if Samson had muscles, they would not be asking for the source of his strength. That guy was lean. He didn't look like what he did when the Holy Spirit came on him. And he has chosen the best things of this world. The things which are despised, God has chosen. Are you despised? You are a candidate for what I'm sharing with you. You will not hear this everywhere. And things which are not. You are so short, you are not. To bring to nothing the things that are. That no flesh. Even you will not glory and say, yeah, I expected God to call me. I'm tall. I'm brilliant. I'm beautiful. You know, when they look at your work and look at you, you don't look like what has happened. That's what God has called. That's what God has chosen. That no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him, you are in Christ Jesus. If you're in Christ Jesus, raise up your hands and shout hallelujah. The Bible says Jesus has become, in verse 30, who became for us wisdom of God. So the wisdom of God is a person. This will change your life if you know that is a person. I want to read to you verse 22 to 30 because of time. I have so much to say. For the Jews request a sign, And the Greeks seek after the wisdom on this earth. They are different things. This is not Sophia. But we preach Christ and Him crucified. To the Jews, a stumbling block. To the Greeks, is foolishness, because those guys are smart. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, did you see that? You went to school, you didn't go to school. Christ is the power of God and what? The wisdom of God. Hallelujah. Now, I'm reading to you Proverbs 8 now, verse 22. Proverbs 8:22. I, wisdom. Let me read verse 12 and go to 22. Are you getting something? I have a lot to say, so follow me. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence. So is the person. I, wisdom. Verse 22. The Lord possessed me. He's still talking about wisdom. At the beginning of His way. So He's the person. Before His works of old. I'm reading to 30. I have been established from everlasting. From the beginning. Before there was ever an earth. This is Jesus, in case you are wondering, who is this? So the word is called Jesus. It's called wisdom. So if you listen to what I'm sharing, whoever listens, whoever hears the sins of mine and does them, is a wise person. Did you see that? Whoever doesn't listen to them is a foolish person. The same thing happened to them, they got different results. I pray for you. You'll not just be coming to church. You'll not just be hearers deceiving yourself, you'll be doers of the work. When there was no debt, I was brought forth. When there was no fountain, abounding with waters. Before the mountains were settled, before the hills, I was brought forth. While as yet, He had not made the earth or the fields or the primal dust of the world. When He prepared the heavens, I was there. Come on, talk to me. You don't like the script I'm reading to you? When He drew a circle on the face of the deep, there was nothing. I'm going to verse 30, verse 29. When He established the cloud above, when He strengthened the fountain of the deep, verse 29. When He assigned to the sea's limit, so that the waters would not transgress His command. When He marked out the foundation of the earth, I was there. Then I was beside Him as a master craftsman. That was why with wisdom the Lord made the earth. I was daily His delight. Rejoicing always before Him. I pray you will grab this. Anyway, where we start from is that He's a person. You know, when Chinara was born, his grandmother, my mother-in-law, bought everything. And sent it through the pastor. Then we were living in Lorraine. There were no mobile phones. The person had boarded before I realized that I didn't ask for the description. So I was calling my mother-in-law. I was calling her. Eventually I got her. And she told me, oh, I took a picture with him at the airport. This is what he was wearing. The man would have walked past me because I was expecting someone else. I was expecting, there was a picture in my head when I heard his pastor was coming. When I saw the picture, I knew exactly who I was expecting. If you don't know that wisdom is a person, it will bypass you. You will go to the unbelievers and ask for counsel. You will not understand who wisdom is all about. You will not know that wisdom is being churned while the message is going on. You will like a church where they do miracles from morning till night. You will not know that out of everything, wisdom ought to be. Because whenever wisdom is released, power follows. I pray for you. You will not just be a Christian. You will be strong in wisdom. So wisdom is the principal thing. Please don't be a Christian and not get wisdom. The difference between you and the person you are sitting next is wisdom. Why the person has a result? If the person has a result, the Bible way. Because people can have results in Abuja or wherever you're watching. And another way. with wisdom that is not, that does not descend from above. But if it's Bible way, if you are reflecting what the Bible says about you, the person knows something about wisdom. I pray in the name of Jesus, your head will not be empty.
Amen.
Wisdom is more than an idea. Even though if you walk in wisdom, you have ideas. It's more than knowing what to do. Even though if you walk in wisdom, you will know what to do. You must understand the end and the means. In Proverbs 8:14, it says, counsel is mine. Sound wisdom, in other words, is mine. In case you don't get it, I am understanding, I have strength. What does that mean? What does that mean? Counsel is taking a good decision when you have options among several choices. For example, you have three brothers. I don't know where you got them from, but you have three brothers you want to get married to. Three. You must be beautiful. Three. You alone. It is counsel that lets you know this one. But he doesn't have money. This one is the one God has chosen. Many of you looked at the brochure and you just liked the course and you just filled it. It is counsel that made you to know which one to choose, which department to go. Not because you failed jam or you passed jam or is your catchment area. Where God sends you is where you go. Counsel lets you understand that. Can somebody shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Can somebody shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah?
Such counsel is mine. I tell you what to do and you are accurate in the spirit. Psalm 1 verse 1. Blesses the man quickly. Blesses the man. Nobody's name was put there because your name is applicable. Who walks not in the counsel of them? Number one ungodly is the devil. Some of you, because you watch a movie, you like the name of the actor there, then you give your son that name. Well, please, I'm not condemning you. I'm just telling you. You got it wrong there. We don't get everything right. You got it wrong there. Blessed is the man. Who is blessed? Why does the Bible start by explaining what the man does not do before telling us what he does? Because what you do can be spoiled by what you do, what you are not supposed to do that you do. Blessed is the man who does not listen to the counsel of the ungodly. Some of you are living in regrets. You can have a straight face. Some of you have made a shipwreck of your relationship or your life because of the decisions you've made. And instead of you to have a session to talk to young folks and say, hey, I didn't always get it right. I got it wrong here. I got it wrong here. I got it wrong here. A pastor put a call to me and said, do you know, when I was a certain age, I'm now 62, I had exactly what you're dealing with. This was how I did it. This was how I did it. This was how I did it. Maybe that was what saved me. But people just keep a straight face. They don't talk. Even you even give advice based on where you are that is wrong. You don't learn from what you've done. God says, with me, I have counsel. Anything you go to God to ask, the counsel will give to you. I'm telling you the truth. Will be more than what your head can carry. Because he's the Ancient of Days. He's older than your grandfather. In 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7. It says, God has not given us the spirit of fear. You know where fear is dangerous? Is that it's a spirit. False evidence of appearing real. Because if God says, I've not given you fear. We can deal. But it's a spirit. And you know, when anything is a spirit, it likes worship. But the spirit of power, not power, spirit of power. Somebody, a doctor was talking yesterday. My friend said, it looks like someone that Bishop Oedipo has released. Because it's a spirit. Once you catch it, you catch it. It's a spirit. You just You are just audacious at what you say. It is not that you are forming it. When you were hearing the testimonies, were the times, exact time that I was hearing those testimonies. Were you amazed? Yes, I was. Were you moved to tears? I was moved to tears. When I saw Kudia, I was just clapping for Jesus. Because I didn't even have the privilege to go there. Which means it's beyond me. God has not given you the spirit, but the spirit of love. And there's another spirit called sound mind or sound judgment. When I tell you that person, the mind is sound. It means I tested it when I went to school. I saw the grades. It means the brain is functioning well. Not everybody has a functioning brain. Not everybody. I'm sorry to tell you that. Not everybody. Some people just wake up at night and dance. They don't know why they dance. Not everybody have this thing called sound mind. What happens to you when you're born again is that your counsel, the counsel that comes from your head, the things that God does in your life, the decisions you make, the steps you take, they are sound. They are not things you watch from a series. People can look at you and say, he's a born again Christian, but he trends. Those are not the people I'm addressing this morning. Amen, somebody. Amen. This is not a wisdom that is sensual. It's not out of sense. This is not a wisdom that is demonic. Like, let me tell him that he should take it easy. It's too much. Amen, somebody. This is not a music that is sensual. This is a wisdom that is from above. And I pray in the name of Jesus that you'll not just be a born again Christian. Amen. This wisdom will be apparent in your life. Amen. If you believe it, shout a threefold amen, somebody. He says, I'm understanding, I have strength. Romans, Proverbs 8. He says, I have strength, I'm understanding. One of the reasons why some of you don't do what the word says, that you don't understand why. I was listening to a man of God today, and he was saying some things I don't want to go into right now because of time. And it has not left my spirit. I said, wow. Because now, listening to him, he has given me understanding in that aspect. What are the part of the Bible you don't do? You don't have understanding. He says, I have strength. Some of us don't have strength in our character. We don't have stamina. When we are together, oh, we do well. But when we're alone, we fall. Your real self is what you fall for when nobody's there. Am I talking? I've not started the message at all. I'm just scratching the surface. So you better adjust. Amen, somebody. In other words, no matter the force, I have stamina, I have strength. In verse 17, the Bible says, I love those who love me. The first rule is that you must love wisdom. I love those who love me. Who do you find wisdom with? He knocks on your door. Do you love me here? If you smile at him, if you receive him, if you receive his counsel, if you receive his advice, he loves you right back. If you're rejected, if you think you're smart, he says bye-bye to you. I love those who love me. So you can be a born again Christian and love wisdom. Bible says wisdom is so lofty for a fool. I saw a lady, my wife and I saw her many years ago. We were in learning then. Oh, this brother said he wants to marry you. Have you asked the Lord? He said, I can't ask the Lord. Why? It's too fine. God will say no. Wisdom is too lofty for a fool. I love them that love me. And I love this, those who seek me early. If you read the New King James and the KJV, you see early there. Those who seek me early shall find me. Some of you are 60 years old. Some of you are even 30 years old. You have untold pains because you didn't seek the Lord early. That's why my schedule, no matter how busy, no matter how down I am, if young people invite me, I go there. Because these people are seeking God early. They want the session I'm going to have with them, for them to have invited me. That session, Lord, what am I to say to these people? I don't joke with it. I don't prize above them where I will get money. And preachers have money. But I'm talking about where they don't even have an honorarium to give you. Will these people seek God early after you preach to them? Will what you're about to see affect the husband they get married to, the wife they get married to, the job they do, the city they live in? A lot of people are in Abuja by mistake. A lot of people are doing what others, they are not supposed to be doing. Because he didn't seek God early. Can I get into the message? Are you sure? There is an early word you just hear when you are 12 and it doesn't leave you. Recently, someone was telling me how that he gave his life to Christ. Told me the title, told me where the person preached, told me who preached. I said, you are not perfect, but even what you are seeing now, I understand who preached to you and you are born again. Amen, somebody. Amen. One of the first things that was drummed into my ear was Ecclesiastes 12, verse 1. I don't know if you've paid attention to it. You can't be born again where I was born again and not memorize the scripture. Remember later. No. When you travel to Canada. Now! In the village, now! Your creator in the days of your youth. Before the difficult days come. Many things you are struggling with today is not the devil. It's because you didn't remember the Lord in the days of your youth. You've embraced that culture. You've embraced that character right from time. And it's affecting us. Before the difficult days come. So, difficult days will come. If it does not come, keep breathing. And the years draw near when you say, let me tell you something. I never thought someone like my father can die. It was too strong. It's going to be with the Lord. I am shocked. 3 weeks ago, I was still missing him. 3 weeks ago. Can you ever imagine that one day you will go to be with the Lord? And you will not give account what you did where you work. You will give account what you said. What you did with your born again that you got. Who did you preach to? With thanksgiving, got to heaven because of you. Those are things God will ask you. It's not good to be a failure here. But you must understand the means and the end. Remember now your creator in the days of you, before difficult days come, before the years draw near, when you say, I have no pleasure in them. Jesus said, I must walk the walk of him that sent me while it is day, for the night cometh when no man. You can speak in when no man. You are tall when no man. Some people go to join cult. And the oracle tells them, you'll be 90 years before you die. So they are counting, 90 years is much. When is near, they start to shake. That 90 from 70, they start doing redemption. Start using people to buy their lives till they're 90. The bottom line is, you are on earth for 90 years, you'll be in hell forever. It's a bad bargain. It's a bad bargain. So you better cry out right now. Verse 7, Ecclesiastes 12, verse 7. Oh, I'm preaching good this morning. Then the dust will return to the earth as it was. And the spirit will return to God who gave it. Before that happens, you must remember that. He's a young person. Leave him alone. No. God said, who else? It's only in this country you despise young people. Say, he can't be a minister right now. He doesn't have experience. When somebody's sleeping at the meeting, That's when you choose him as minister. Somebody accosted me in this church and said to me, Pastor Beard, I wish what you just preached right now, you preached it before I got married. You preached it 20 years ago. There are many people listening to me right now and they are thinking, oh, I wish I knew this. Yeah, I've heard it before, but I wish I knew like this some years ago. It's not too late. I say it's not too late. There's a living dog is better than a dead lion. In the name of Jesus, your life will reflect the born again that you got in the name of Jesus. I wish I had time. I don't have time. He says riches and honor are with me. In other words, if you're not rich in this place, you don't have an honor in this place, is a wisdom problem. You must be rich. But the poor, you will always have among you. Not everybody will listen. Not everybody will walk in wisdom. Some people are smart in their own eyes. Amen, somebody. Amen. This person said, riches and honor are with me. And those who walk with Jesus in the Bible, they were rich. All of them. Start from Abraham. Start till Revelation. If I said all the witches are dead, if you're not the witch, you say, amen. Because you're not the witch. In my hometown, they said, oh, she, oh, she. Put it again. No, you won't put it. You will say, oh, she. Because the other catechist that was preaching that mentioned Osho or Aje, they said, you are not coming down. Your mother used Aje's what they call witch in Yoruba, use Aje's fund to train you in school. You are not coming down from that place. And it didn't come down. So when they say Osho, she, Osho. If you say Osho, and those women snap their finger at you, you are finished. But you can say that. You can put the T. You can repeat it 7 times. Why? You're not part of them. When Jesus said to Peter, it's better, it's easier for a rich man, for a camel to enter the needle, than a rich man to enter the gate. Peter said, hey, whom then shall be saved? Because it concerns him. If he was poor, he would say, yes, I said it. Talk to me. A lot of people here are with Arainon. You need to catch him now. Now. Tomorrow, maybe two. Now. In Proverbs 7, verse 4 and 5, Proverbs 7, verses 4 and 5, I don't have time to go into that. The Bible says, Bible talks about an immoral woman. And please, I beg you, you'll be a male chauvinist to think Bible just talks about a woman. Because there are witches that are men, witches that are men. If they sleep with you, you are finished for life. As a woman. Some ladies, once they take you to their mom and they say, I want to marry this person, you open, you are ready to do what the Bible doesn't say. It is wisdom. If you see someone crying for 1 day, 2 days, 1 week over a broken relationship, as a pastor of 23 years, she has done something the Bible says what to do. You miss him, oh, you cry and wipe you. But if you are crying for 1 week, 2 weeks, you are desperate. Here I am, destroying you. Many untold pains because you're not walking in wisdom. Many. The Bible says the man, anyone that falls into the hand of this person, the first thing she takes is wisdom. You'll see it in Proverbs 5, 6, and 7, particularly 7. Say, my husband is not home. The person who followed her, he said, with enticing words, she lured him Again, don't think Proverbs 7 is talking about just a female person, because it's a spirit it was talking about. And there's no male nor female gender. It was a patriarchal society. That was why they used the woman to represent her. It's a spirit. It can happen to a female. It can happen to a male. The Bible says, it says, my husband is not at home. The husband was under the bed. The devil was under the bed until his liver was punctured. They did not know. The first thing that was taken for that man was understanding. I want us to start the message right now. James chapter 5, chapter 1, verse 5. James chapter 1, verse 5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives liberally without reproach. I love the way the KJV puts it. KJV says, he upbraids not, or he upbraided not, and it shall be given to him. I'm going to spend the next few minutes, any time I have, to exegete this verse as I close. The first thing I see here, I don't know whether you saw what I saw. If any, don't think you are too smart. Don't think, I have a baritone voice. The devil respects people like us. No. If any, lack wisdom. If any. Any. In other words, you have a lack. Like the person talking to you, I don't know everything. And I know things progressively. If any of you, he was talking to born again Christians. They were born again. They had Christ in them. That was supposed to be wisdom himself. But they are not listening to him. That's why the Bible says in James 4:8, draw near to God and God will draw near to you. Because people run away from God. If you notice, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down. He makes me, even though I walk through the valley. It was I that walk through the valley of the shadow of death. He does not come near me because he's with me. He's with me. He can't talk, but he's with me. He's mute, but he's with me. I walked. Many times you walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Many times you made decisions you're not supposed to make. Many times you have made a choice you're not supposed to make. If any one of you, anybody. Number two, he didn't say us, he said you. If any one of us, then you know he's talking to a church. And the pastor must give account. He said you. Which means you must give account of the decisions you make. Recently, somebody called me. He called someone that knows me and said, I want to talk to Pastor Biodo. He's very urgent. Okay, what is it? Somebody left your church and is hurt. Why is he hurt? He says, the decision he made, you didn't support him. He was the one that made the decision. He was the one that decided. Did he involve me in the decision? No. Why does he want me to be involved in what he did? No. Now, he's going to talk to a fool, and the fool will join companions with him. Talk to another fool that has not raised people like this. And join. No, you made your decision. Maybe you've been thinking about 3 years, and you told me 1 week you expected me to join you. No, I can't join you. I need to process like you. Maybe I need 3 years like you. Come on, talk to me. People don't know. And the person didn't say what I said when we talked. And you don't want me to go there.